We continue our learning. We are in Adios, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. We're going to discuss the laws of Chala. Shammai Omer Mikav LaChala. Shammai says how much dough is necessary in order for the Chala obligation to apply. He says a Kav. How much is a Kav of dough? So a Kav is made up of 24 Beitzim. Where do we get this measurement from? So the Pasuk says regarding a mitzvah of Chala, Reishis Arisosechem Chala Tarimu Truma. So when we have dough, we're supposed to take off a challah. It's a challah is a form of truma, and the challah is given to the kohen. So by giving it to the kohen, it has to have what we call kedei nesina. So kedei nesina means it has to be something significant that to give to the kohen. So in the days where we gave for the challah to the kohen, so it had to be the minimum size of a beitza. So if the minimum size that we have to give to the kohen is a beitza, an egg size, so how much has to be in the total dough for it to be chayiv and challah so that you're going to give a beitza? So Beis Shammai derives this from the laws of challah itself. In the second parak of Maseches Challah, we say that a bala bai is not a baker who's baking a lot of bread, but a bala bai, a person who's baking in his home, has to give 1/24 of his dough has to be given as challah. A baker gives 1/48 as challah, but a bala bai gives 1/24. So if that's true, that we follow the general rule of a bala bai who gives 1/24, so let's do the math. If there are 24 beitzim in a kav, so then by giving a beitza of challah, which is a kedei nesina, you're going to be giving the amount of challah that's necessary, the minimum amount that a bala bayis, a person who's baking in his house, has to give. So just some of the measurements, a kav is equal to 4 lug, and 1 lug is equal to 6 beitzim. So we end up having together that, so that's if you have 1 kav of dough, so then 1/24 of that will be a beitza, and then you'll have kedei nesina. And therefore Shammai says mikav lachala. How much dough is chayv in chala? A kav worth, which is 24 beitzim worth, so that if you give 1/24 of that, you've given something significant. V'Hillel omer mikabayim. Hillel says, no, the halacha is that you give from kabayim. What's kabayim? Kabayim is 2 kav. Beis Hillel follows the rule of the nachtom of the baker. A baker only has to give 1/48 of his dough to separate 1/48 as challah. We're more lenient when it comes to the nachtom is baking a lot. So only 1/48. If that's true, that we follow the rules of the nachtom of the baker regarding the how much a dough is chayv and challah. So then, if you have to give a beitza which is kedei nesina, then the amount, the minimum amount that's chayv and challah of dough is going to be 48 times that amount is going to be 2 kav. 2 kav is 48 beitzim, so that 1/48 of that is going to be considered a beitza. Chachamim disagree with both of those opinions, similar to the previous Mishnah. You had a Machokas, Shammai, and Hillel, but the Chachamim disagree with both, and we follow the opinion of the Chachamim. Ela kav umechza chayovim bachala. How much is chayv and how much? Not kav according to Beis Shammai, which is chayv and chala, which is a more... which is more strict, that way you have to separate challah even from, if you have to separate 1/20, if you have a kav already, you have to separate challah. Beis Hillel says no, only if you're making kabayim, 2 kav, are you chayv and challah? And the Chachamim say, not like either of them. Ela kav umechza chayavin b'challah, right in the middle. Not 2 kav, like Beis Hillel, not 1 kav, but if you're making a kav umechza, 1.5 kav worth of dough, then you're going to be chayv to separate challah. Shehigdilu hamidos, but then when they increased the measures, they changed the measures. What happened there? So the background is as follows. Where did the Chachamim get this idea of kavu mechza? So in Shmos Perek Tes Zayin, we speak about the Omer. The Omer was, the mun. It says, V'ha Omer asiris ha'efa hu. How much was the mun? It was an Omer. Omer lagugolos for each person. How much is in an Omer? It's a tenth of an Efa. So an Efa is a measurement, and an Omer is a tenth of that. So we follow the dough in the Midbar. The dough in the Midbar was an Omer. So how much is a tenth of an Efa? So an Efa is 18 kav. So that means that the Isa in the Midbar, which was Chayv and Chala, was 2 kav minus a fifth, which is 1.8 kav. So where do you get 1.5 kav? So the answer is because when they came to Yerushalayim, they increased the midos, the measurements, by a sixth. So now any measure, a liquid measure in the Midbar, was 5/6 of the midah of Yerushalmi, that they, after they increased the midos. So if that's true, if you're telling me that now it was 1.8 in the Midbar, which means that the Isa of the Midbar, that was Chayv and Chala, was 2 kav minus a fifth, which is 1.8 kav. And now they came to Yerushalayim and they increased the midah, so that a midah of the Midbar was 5/6 of the midah Yerushalmis. The midah Yerushalmis was larger. So now a tenth of an epha regarding the midah of Yerushalmis is going to be 1.5 kav. It went from 1.8 in the Midbar. That was an omer. And now it is an omer. Now the minimum size of dough to be chayv and chala is not 1.8, but 1.5, after they increased the amount, after they increased the measure, then came Teretz Yisrael. So therefore, that's where we get the measure in the Mishnah. Shammai says, a kav of dough is chayv and chala. Beis Hillel says, 2 kav is chayv and chala. Shammai learning from the mitzvah of chala of the Baal HaBayis. The Hillel learning it from the mitzvah of chala of 1/48 of the Nachtom of the baker. The Chachanim follow, where did they get it? It's Kavu Mechza 1.5, because it used to be 1.8. That's the Omer. That was the, it was learned from the Midbar. That's the dough. That's Chayiv and Chala. But it became 1.5 after they increased the Midos. And then the Mishnah continues, Umishigdilu HaMidos. Then in Tzipori, north of Israel, they increased the measures once again by a sixth from that which was for the Yushalmis. So now, after that happened, the Chachamim said, Chamesh is Rivaim Chayavin. Now, how much dough is Chayv? It's going to end, according to our measures, it's going to be a kav and a quarter of the Tzipori kavim, which equals the kav and a half, the Yushalmi, that existed before. So now, Chamesh Yisroim, five quarters, 1.25 kav of dough is chayv and chala, based on the newest of the measurements. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Chamisha Pturin, Chamisha Va'od Chayavim. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees a little bit and says like this: 5/4 of a kav, 1.25 kav, are actually pater from chala. You need a little bit more than it. Chamisha Va'od Chayavim. Dough is chayv and chala. It needs a little bit more than 5/4 of a kav. According to Rabbi Yossi, what ends up happening, you have to have 5/4 of a kav left after you separate challah. So therefore, you need chamisha va'od. You need 5/4 of a kav and a little bit more. And then, so that after you separate challah, you're going to have 5/4 of a kav. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, we dealing with the laws of the mikvah. Now, the shiur of the mikvah is 40 sa'ah of mayim that are not she'uvim, mayim that are not drawn water, and has needs to be rainwater, not water that was put into a kli. If after you have 40 sa'ah, you pour in water that was in a kli in a pot and pour it into the mikvah, it does not pass the mikvah. You can put as much water as you like. It's not going to invalidate the mikvah because it already has 40 sa'ah. But before you have 40 sa'ah, then Mayim She'uvim, drawn water, water that was put into a kli, can disqualify the mikvah. And the Mishnah is going to deal with how much Mayim She'uvim disqualify a mikvah that has less than 40 sa'ah. Hillel Omer, Melohin Mayim She'uvim, Poslim Es HaMikvah. Hillel says, a full hin of mayim, of drawn water, water that was in a kli, that's not straight rainwater, but it was put into a vessel, will disqualify a mikvah. So how much is a hin? So the Torah speaks about a hin. A hin is 12 lug. That will disqualify the mikvah. Why does Hillel say that a full hin of water? That means it's a lenient opinion. That means anything less than that, even though mayim shuvin, less than a hin of mayim shuvin, though it's a lot of drawn water, will not disqualify the mikvah. Again, this is all where the mikvah is less than 40 sa'ah. Where to get this measure, this liquid measure from? Because the largest liquid measure we have in the Torah is a hin. It says shemen zayis hin. We have a pasuk like that. So therefore, he felt that that's the amount of Mayim Shuvin that will disqualify a mikveh. He chose the Midah Gedolah, the largest measure, which is a lenient opinion, and not the smallest Midah, liquid measure in the Torah, because Mayim Shuvin, the psul, the disqualification of Mayim Shuvin mikveh is only Midrabbanan, and therefore he has the right to be lenient and say only the largest liquid measure of Mayim Shuvin would disqualify the mikveh. Why did the Mishnah use the word hin, which is the language of the Torah, and didn't use a language that we use in Mishnah like shlosha kamin or 12 lug, so which would be the same amount? So the Mishnah explains why. Elisha adam chayev lomar b'lashon rabo. A person is chayev to repeat that which he learned in the language of his Rebbe. And Hillel's Rebbe or Rebbeim or Shmayan Avtalion were gerim, and and because they were gerim, they couldn't pronounce the Bar Tanur quotes from the Rambam. He says, "Rabam kibel me'aviv zal." The Rambam had a tradition from his father. Shemnei shal yushmai v'avtalion geret tzedek, because they were gerim. Lo yucholim lahutzi mipeh milas hin. They couldn't say the hey. They couldn't pronounce the hey. But you omen in b'makom hin or ain b'makom hin. It sounds like in or ain with an aleph without a hey. Kederech b'nei adam ad hayom shenim yucholim lachtoch ba'osios. Aleph, Ches, Hey, and Ayin. Just like today, a lot of people cannot pronounce the Aleph, Ches, Hey, and Ayin. Here specifically, they couldn't pronounce it has in brackets the Aleph, Ches, Hey, and Ayin. So people have difficulty with certain letters if they don't grow up pronouncing those letters. So that's why Hillel quotes quoting his Rebbe. So really what the Mishnah is saying is like this. Hillel didn't say hin, which is what the Mishnah says. He said in. Why did he say in? Because he wanted to quote his Rebbeim, who used the word in instead of hin. But the idea was because they could not pronounce the hey. Why did he? The Mishnah says Hillel Omer Melohin Mayim Shuvin. So some explain that that's what it means. The word hin is correct. Hillel said hin with a hey. The question is, why did he say Melohin? The word Meloh is completely superfluous. Just say Hillel says hin Mayim Shuvin. A hin, liquid measure of Mayim Shuvin, a possible liquid. Why Melohin, a full amount? So the answer is, since his Rebbeim Shmaim Avtalion said Melohin, why did they say Melohin? Because they can't pronounce the hey. Now Hillel didn't say in, Hillel said hin. But he quoted the word Melo because his Rebbeim, since they couldn't say the hey and they said in order so people would know that they were saying the word hin, they said Melohin or Melohin. And this way people would know. Otherwise, it would sound the following. Imagine if Shmaim Avtalion said this halacha and would say like this, in Mayim Shuvin Poslin as HaMikvah. It would sound like almost like saying, ain Mayim Shuvin Poslin as HaMikvah. Mayim Shuvin don't Poslin as HaMikvah. So that's why they added the word Melo. Melo in Mayim Shuvin Poslin as HaMikvah. So Hillel may have pronounced the hey, but he added the word Melo because that's what Shmanei Avtalion said, and that's what the mission means, Adam Chayv Lamar B'Lashon Rabo. V'Shamai Omer, no, not Melohin Mayim Shuvin Poslin as HaMikvah. So Shammai is lean. Shammai says, you know what Pasul's a mikvah? No, not a hin mayim, not 12 lug, as Hillel said, but actually 36 lug, 9 kav. If you remember, we had that before. We had 9, we said that 4 lug equal a kav. So 9 kav is equal to 36 lug. Why is that significant? That's actually the amount of lug, the amount of water that's ro'y for a bal keri to be tovel in. So therefore, they're considered, that amount of water is considered chashuv to pasul mikvah. So because we figure like this, since a bal keri can use that water for mikvah, we say a shir tevila, pasul's tevila, shir tevila of non mayim shuvim, non-megashamim, that of water that was in a kli, can passel the mikvah. Less than that will not passel the mikvah. So we have, once again, Hillel's opinion, how much mayim shuvin, how much, if you have a mikvah that's less than 40 sa, and water falls in that was in a kli, how much of that will passel the mikvah? According to Hillel, 12 lug. Less than that will not passel. According to Shammai, 36 lug. Less than that, though, will not passel it. No, not like Shammai or like Hillel. Once again, Chachamim, different opinion. Ella, rather, how much pasuls? 3 lug. very, very machmir. Even 3 lug, not 12, not 36, but even 3 lug of maim she'uvin will disqualify a mikvah. And then the Mishnah says, ad shebo shener gardim, which means that Shammai and Hillel argued about this this shear, this measure, what a maim shum that would disqualify a mikvah. Ad shebo shener gardim, until these two weavers came, Yishar ha'ashpos b'Yishalayim, Yishar ha'ashpos, one of the sha'arim outside, right next to the kotel, right, Yishar ha'ashpos of Yishalayim, ve'heidu mishum shmai v'avtalion, and these two weavers testifying in the name of the shmai v'avtalion, Hillel's Rebbeim, Shammai's Rebbeim, that Shloshes Lugin Maim Shuvin Posen Tomekto, that 3 lug, as little as 3 lug of Maim Shuvin, will disqualify a mikvah. This 3 lug is a quarter of a hin, which is actually the smallest liquid measure that we have in the Torah regarding Niskei Tzibur, regarding the libations that that we have on the Mizbeach. And since they're considered, 3 lug is considered Choshev and Nesachim of Korbanos Tzibur, they're also considered Choshev to Pasul a mikvah. The Kimu Chachamim Es Divrayim, which means all the Chachamim, even Hillel and Shammai, accepted this testimony from these two weavers at Shar HaShpot, that in fact, that in the name of Shammai Avtalion, that even 3 lug, the big chumrah, of Mayim Shunim Pasul Mikvah. Tosefta Adios says the following: V'loma Hus Kirusham Mekomam V'Shem Umnusam, Shem Mekomam V'Shem Umnusam. Why do we care that they came from Shar HaShpot, and why do we care that they were weavers? V'halo Ein Loch Umnus Yeruda Elagardi. It's the lowest level of Umnus, of craftsmanship. Ein Loch Makom Yorud Mishar HaShpot. And there's no place, we're talking about, out of all the Sharim, Shar HaShpot, a place, the Shar of a heap of Ashpa, of trash. So these, that's certainly nothing more inferior than that. Ela Ma Avos Ha'olam Lo Amdu Al Divrei Makom. So what it's there to teach you, that the Avos Olam, Hillel and Shammai, the greatest of our leaders, they didn't stand on ceremony. They didn't hold their opinion when there was a tradition otherwise. And from whom? Even from two Gardiim, and even from Shar HaShpot, Alachas Kama V'Kama Shaloi Heyadam Omeid Al Devar B'Makom Shmua. If this is a tradition, person should be able to submit to that Mesorah without arguing, even though you may have disagreed. And Rashi there explains in Masechah Shabbos in Tezvav Amud Aleph, Lomar, to teach you, Shelo Yimna Adam Atzma Beis HaMedrash, a person should never keep himself out of the Beis HaMedrash. Shein Lecha Umnus Pechusim Yigardi. There's no lower Umnus craftsmanship job than being a Gardi. Shein Mami Dimimena Lo Kohen Gadol Lo Melech. You can't appoint a Kohen Gadol or Melech from such a person with that profession. Vein Shabri Yushalayim Pachas Mishar Ashbos. And there's no Shar around Yushalayim that's more inferior than the Shar Ashbos. Yet Vehechiru Be Edusan Kol Chachma Yisrael. Yet all of the Chachamim, including Hillel Shammai, made the decision based on the testimony of these Gardim, of these people.